small retailers, from the corner store to big multinational supermarket chains, can gain major psychological influence by making use of colour. Some of the top stores pay huge amounts of money for the advice of design consultants, and they are right to do so. Colour can be everything to a successful store, if the palettes work well across the whole shop and complement other elements such as product displays and lighting. The point, according to retail designers, isn't about creating the most beautiful shop, but one that has unity. Colour is central to our lives because we react instinctively to it. Red means stop and green means go. Our brains are hotwired to respond to colour, and for modern retailers, the trick to using colour is to understand both its psychological and physiological influences. So, let's start with the psychological influences. We react at a very fundamental level to colours because they help us make sense of our surroundings. In fact, about 80% of information reaches our brains via our eyes. It means that we're naturally more comfortable when colours remind us of something familiar. For example, a soft shade of blue triggers associations with the sky, an image that we've had almost since birth, and a psychological sense of calm. Prisons and hospitals have started to use colour to influence the behaviour of inmates and patients. In children, by contrast, those colour associations haven't yet been formed, which is why youngsters respond best to primary colours. As children, we didn't instinctively go for a delicate shade of pink. We chose the bright red. That's why those bold colours are the colours of most toys, clothes and children's books, and the colour schemes of the most successful kids' retailers or sections in supermarkets. Although we all share similar responses to colour, some cultural variations exist. For example, white is the colour of marriage in Western societies, but it's the colour of death in China. Yellow is sacred to the Chinese, but signifies sadness in Greece and jealousy in France. You'll probably have noticed that people from tropical countries respond most favourably to shades of orange, whereas people from northern climates prefer blues. What's more, attitudes to colour change over time too. If you look at paintings of medieval European brides, they sometimes wore green wedding dresses. Now, turning to physiological influences. It has been demonstrated that when we look at intense reds, our heart rate and blood pressure rise. Conversely, by looking at large areas of bright whites or greys, we can become tired. In a retail environment, understanding those responses can be crucial to enticing customers inside and then persuading them to open their wallet or purse. Colour association also extends into food retailing. For example, most fast food restaurants are decorated in vivid reds and oranges. These are colours that encourage us to eat quickly and leave, exactly what the fast food operator wants us to do. Luxurious brands, on the other hand, favour soft colours that appear more sophisticated. In classier restaurants, those are the colours that encourage us to linger and to order another drink, another coffee. By recognising how colour influences us, retailers are better able to induce feelings of warmth, intimacy or serenity, or by using more vibrant palettes to excite or stimulate. It's about understanding target markets and making sure the product lines appeal to them, and identifying the kind of brand the retailer wants to be known for.